This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Soldiers' Home in Holyoke has been the site of the deadliest coronavirus outbreak in a Massachusetts long-term care facility. At least 74 veterans have died from the virus. Another 87 residents have tested positive. So have 83 employees. There are many questions about how such a tragedy could have been averted. One vulnerability in the system seems to have been a lack of oversight. Both the Holyoke Soldiers' Home and the home in Chelsea are run by the state. In 2016, the Massachusetts legislature decided the two soldiers' homes needed somebody with health care management experience to oversee them, but that position was never filled. WBUR's Miriam Wasser broke this story and is here to talk about it now. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Lisa.
4 years ago, state lawmakers created an oversight position, an executive director of veterans' homes and housing. What was that person supposed to do?
The executive director was supposed to do a few things. He or she would work for the State Department of Veterans Services and oversee veterans' housing, which includes both soldiers' homes. In the law, it says that this person wouldn't necessarily be in charge of day-to-day operations, but rather would make sure that the facilities are complying with all laws and best practices. And this person would also write a report about the soldiers' home every year.
So this was determined that this position should be created 4 years ago. Why did lawmakers feel at that point there was a need for this added oversight?
So nursing homes are skilled medical facilities and are licensed and regulated by the Massachusetts Department of Health and Services. But in the case of the soldiers' homes, these facilities are overseen by the state's Department of Veterans Services. And the soldiers' homes aren't necessarily run by people with healthcare management backgrounds. So as Massachusetts lawmaker and military veteran Representative John Valis of Westfield told me, the legislature created this job as a way to get someone with healthcare management experience closer to the ground.
You know, if there's a medical condition like the COVID-19 outbreak and you have to report information up, if you report it to the Department of Veterans Services, an organization that exists to serve as veterans. It's not based in medicine. It's not based in a background in healthcare.
So as we said, that position was created 4 years ago, but never filled. Why not?
That is a great question, Lisa. And it's one that we're still trying to get answers for. I've asked the state multiple times in the last few days about this. And all I get is a response saying that the secretary's office at the Department of Veterans Services is taking care of the duties. And what's concerning about that to some of the people that I've talked to is that the Veterans Services Secretary, a man named Francisco Urena, also has no healthcare background, and it's unclear if anyone else in his office does.
Is there any reason to believe that if this, at the time, new role had indeed been filled, and the situation might be different today at the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke?
That's also a hard question to answer. When I spoke to Corey Bombrady, who's a representative for the union at the Soldiers' Home, he felt pretty sure that it would have made a difference.
Clearly, both of these homes would benefit from having somebody with medical experience overseeing the two of them. When we look at Holyoke, I would say that this position probably would have saved many lives had it been filled.
So the superintendent of the soldiers' home is a retired Marine with no healthcare experience named Bennett Walsh. He's currently on paid administrative leave, but he maintains that he reported the coronavirus outbreak to his superiors in mid to late March. So if we assume that that's true, then having someone in this oversight position at the Department of Veterans Services, someone who has some healthcare experience, could have made a difference.
Meaning perhaps if this position had been filled, the Holyoke Soldiers' Home would have been better prepared for an outbreak.
Possibly. This person might have seen staffing shortages coming or just done a better job ensuring that employees had the proper personal protective equipment that they needed. And, you know, Lisa, I would say that these are all things I think we can expect to see more details about when the state and federal agencies investigating the situation release reports.
Thank you. Miriam Wasser is covering the soldiers' homes and other nursing home issues for WBUR. Thanks a lot for your reporting, Miriam.
Anytime, Lisa.